بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم يبعثون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Brothers and sisters in Islam, we delightedly once again thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send the peace and salutation to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his companions, entire family and the companions are the people who are following these beautiful paths. As you know, it was quite a while, most of the programs you do listen was what you call the past programs have been repeated. And then human beings, that what we call with his limitation and his weakness in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always can be weakening or constrain sometime the way he wants things, he may not get it. You know, this platform called Talk on Islam or Talk About Islam, we, alhamdulillah, with the various scholars, the platform was secondur, Sheikh Muhammad Jallo, Sheikh Hamidjad. These are the people frequently appear on this particular platform. As you know, this couple of weeks, Sheikh Hamid was continuously unable to appear on this studio because of his, was not very well. Alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he enabled him to return his natural functioning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to continue giving him health, good health, in order for us to continue with this beautiful guiding. But tonight, before we expose the title of the program, I will let the Sheikh Hamid to send a great salutation of this deen to the greater listener of this program who have really immensely missing this particular voice coming to the ear. Sheikh Hamid Falir Fadal Maskura.
Barakallahu feek, ya Sheikh Bashir. Thank you very much for having me by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once more on this program. And for the beautiful listeners out there, the venerable ones, I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam.
Our short absence was entirely due to some sickness anyway that we had no control over. It was actually a tiring time. It was a trial, but alhamdulillah, with your prayers and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the professionalism and the quality of knowledge of our medical doctors, some of them, not all of them, inshallah, we are recuperating and we've recovered at least 90% of our stamina and health, and we pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue showering his blessings and giving us greater health in order for us to be able to take on the challenge and to pave the way, a very difficult one, in sharing our thoughts on Islam with our listeners. And I say assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa salatu wa salam ala muhammadin rasulur rahmah wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi wa salam wa taslima.
Thank you very much, Yakami, for that great sending of that salutation and the short introduction. Sheikh Hamid, it's been a while, alhamdulillah, 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 Allah returning us in the sound footing of our health. This is what we always pray when we finish the program, say, Allah willing, we will return back into the studio. The past weeks and months, the absence, I always say this program was having a target audience. And nonetheless, it's not restricted to our local diet. We have a target audience, but at the same time, it's people of this nation we are talking to. You can go beyond, but our primary objective was the people, a dual of this country. But we are dealing with the issues, the current issues. What will really advance this society? What will benefit this society? And what will enlighten this society? But which touch are we using in the Islamic perspective? That what was the platform. Sheikh Hamid, there are so many events, issues happen. For this platform been a little bit absent because we repeat the past programs. My first question tonight has to go with so many issues, but I will begin with what we call right. This right, either not to be a soundbite, we need to put light on it to understand what is these rights are. And then it comes to a linkage of the democracy. And then at the same time, is it capable of giving my right to me? That is my starting point.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Once more again, wassalatu wassalam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi wa ala jami' alladhina yastami'unana fi hadha al-waqt. Jalnim be jabir wakala sheikh wala ngin kar wala ka fo ñamin. Ngin be la mur laal bitendu la bering ala tentu insalta kilama. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala ka fo ñu ana ala bundung elu ne misil mol be. Ka tande la ko manko ketanu manko be sababu ketamin te wolom balula ñoko ñoko en motanu demande mbar ala la de maro kan ala londo kan. Aketa watiti karam mongolong ka karam kuran o kono kuran o manketa nari kadu alaysa ni mbul wolde da karam kuran fo na mo karam bungulati bar alhamdulillah al dema ro murunta nan ko den pour kana kana ni program kendo mi cheikh bashiria keta nya ton ko de ka ko indi mulula man ya yin kadiam angale kam to ka fo nyamin ker ker wo be ku ka fo le lami ya lon ko il nafta wala bonna bar a ker ker ta mo bele fulati nam be dunna angle kam to dunna man dinga kam to hani kan mul ni no tan se dunje
of course
ni karo fo le moment de first question tan de very much cheikh bashir I think what is a right or what are rights and what is my right you know when you look at this word right well we have a right hand we have a right side we have a right that is well goes right and wrong or right and left okay all these are definitions this contextually and coordinatingly this word can carry different is pregnant with different meanings so but when we substitute this word right for a Jew D-U-E is it appropriate or relevant or has this word Jew encompassed the meaning of right when I say my right your rights we have two conflicting allegations or two conflicting claims sorry you are claiming something I am claiming something so that collusion would no doubt create a situation which is a conflict infested situation
how do we reconcile
exactly so for that matter what is a right so my right is embedded in my humanity
when you say your humanity
my humanity
what
is what
what are you talking
my humanity is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in suratul isra wa laqad karamna bani adam because I am called in this verse the son of adam or one of the sons of adam and adam is the father and I'm a son together with all the sons bani adam wa laqad karamna the word karama or karim is something the value of anything that is inestimable you cannot estimate the value of something it is so valuable that you cannot just estimate it that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as I mean a substitution whenever somebody kills a soul especially a human soul either intentionally or unintentionally when it is unintentionally there are ways procedures sharia procedures for you to expiate for you to obviate and for you to mitigate you know the consequences of your unintentional action so but what is intentional Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very stern warning that is one when you die you go to hell that he is angry with you in this world that he has prepared a very stern fire for you and he has even caused you you will never see truth you will never hear truth you will never even be part of truth so for that matter when we say right my humanity is you must accept that I'm a creation of Allah
first
if you accept that I'm a creation of Allah then that sense of equality that sense of that backward sense of racial discrimination, that, I mean, on irrelevant sense of bigotry, self-conceit, looking at yourself as superior and looking at me as inferior, is already gone.
So now?
So my humanity is, I mean, is the essence of my rights. Because as a human being, created by a great superior God, all my rights and all my duties are enshrined in my constitution called the Quran. So for that matter, if you respect my humanity, oh, being man and son of Adam, being a member of the family of Adam, that's why we need to just put enough light on this terminology to help so-called human rights lawyers to understand. Because no matter how equipped you are, no matter how sophisticated you are, no matter how informed you are, as long as you are unable to understand the reality of your inner sense, of your inner composition, you cannot actually understand what is the meaning of this word, right? Because when you say human rights, the humanity of an American, I mean, in the evaluation of the American Constitution and the American people, what is written in their constitution, equality of all people. But their consciousness has drawn a line of demarcation between a black man's humanity and the white man's humanity in America. Then the African humanity and the European humanity. There is a broad line of differentiation, so we cannot accept it that way. You have to recognize me as one of the members of Adam, then my rights are enshrined in my humanity.
And equal to yours.
Equality, because when we say justice, equality and human rights, look at the combination of these three big, pregnant, but at the same time, very empty terminologies. Equality. Okay, no problem. I'm equal with you. But there is a difference between equality and identicalness. We are not identical,
no.
But we are equal in our humanity. We are equal in the division of our labors. We are according to age, according to skill. We are equal in our social lives. We are equal in rights according to our what? Our needs and our responsibilities. So here we have, you see, equal rights. And we have justice. Justice, what is justice?
That's what
given to each according to what he is entitled to. Taken from each according to the power and the means and the resources at his disposal. And the third one is what? Equality, justice, and human rights. So human rights is here. My human rights is not a declaration of the United Nations. My human rights is embedded in my humanity as a human being. You respect my humanity as a creation of Allah, then automatically, even if you don't give me my rights will come automatically and spontaneously by themselves to me. So this is the difference between defining what is a right in Islamically and what is a right constitutionally.
No.
So they call it a secular constitution, which is another blunder. What is secularity? It is not even in the consciousness of the white man or the Europeans, but because they say we shouldn't be seeing white people. But the white people have a right to be saying that black people.
You know, you have really touched sometime as a questioner. I tend to really get in lots of exit to ask.
Can I just sit more on this
Of course,
point?
Of course.
So what do you respect my humanity? Well, I got karamna bani Adam, takrim, give me my due, respect me, dignity, honor. I'm the son of Allah, I'm the son of Adam. Hence Adam was recognized. Adam was highly respected. Adam was venerated. Adam went to a point, even the angels prostrated in executions of Allah's command to pay respect to him because he was victorious. He dominated them in the examination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged. Wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. He taught Adam all the attributes of all the things that are supposed to be found in this world.
No.
That's why we have the ability to learn, the ability to explore, the ability to understand, the ability to create, the ability to innovate, the ability to do whatever we want to do in this world. Because the world is made for us. We are not made for the world.
No.
One. Okay. وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ And we have raised them, we have given them control over the land and over the sea, and by extension the air. Allahu Akbar. Because you must, where there is space, there must be time. And time is conducted in space. Because the sun and the moon are in space there. So automatically Allah has given us that power. Because we are in the limitation. There is nothing like what a limitation in this world. This world is created for me. Except and until if I am a slumber person, a sleepy person, an inadequate person, an ill-informed person, under-informed person, until and unless a Muslim exercises the power given to him. Intellectually, there is no limitation in this world because this world is created for me.
To explore.
To explore. سيروا ف يعني قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا
كيف.
فانظروا here means you have to go into the world, not necessarily making a locomotion, but you can be stationed at one space and making that intellectual, that very powerful intellectual investigation.
Intellectual traveling.
Traveling. That's it. Well, you know, this is what we deny ourselves. Muslims, we are backward. Principally, because when we started considering the intellect as an enemy of our faith, this is of course why we are backward. That is why we are just blindly imitating rather than even emulating. We are imitating.
Would I call?
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْعَذَابِ الصَّعِيرِ. When they are asked to follow what Allah has revealed, they would rather say, no, we are going to follow the footsteps of our forefathers. Even if the devil say that is calling them as a cause for to take them into hellfire. And this is what is happening in our society. We need to be rebels intellectually for us to elevate, for us to innovate, for us to uplift the conditions of our people ethically, morally, and intellectually. Otherwise, we have no way. Otherwise, we have no... I mean, we can't compete in this world. This world is for competition. Muslims must be part, not only to be present, but we must be active. And you cannot be active until and unless you are positively contributing in the entire universal human civilization. So for that matter, let's say, we've given them land and space. Look, وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we have endowed, we have given them all the best things that they can use intellectually, physically, morally, spiritually, materially, for them to build their civilization and culture, for them to build this world. This world needs construction, not material construction, but equally with spiritual construction. وَفَدَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we have raised them above so many things that we created. So man is the perfect and unique example of the perfection of the artistic power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world.
Now, that point, I have a two point on my mind, but you touch on something now.
Faddalnahum, we added it. Now, we raised their position, we added something and value on them.
You remember you mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assembling angels in order to instructing them to give Adam a salutation.
Yeah.
It was an objection.
By Iblis.
By Iblis.
Okay.
Iblis was given the freedom to object.
Thank you very much.
He was not being smart on that point.
Yeah.
Like we human do. Even though his objection was disobedient to the high authority, which cannot be disobeyed because has a consequential. Because Allah is just, disobeying him can be consequential to yourself. And then you do that to yourself. Now, secondly, he tells me, your this last point, they are, you mentioned equal. People tend to misunderstand this. As I start with my introduction with so-called word democracy, people tend to misunderstand this equality like a platen on the table. Because when I look at that, I look at Allah's creation. He used word fadalnahum.
Fadalnahum.
From all that you have sub in among.
Yeah.
Until you reach to the ulul azm min ar-rusul.
Yeah.
In the justice of Allah. That's why this book was brought to him and to emulate. To have that point. This, what you call elitism, even inside of Allah, but with justice. Because from out of these numbers, he selects only five. They call ulul azm min ar-rusul. Can you explain this point?
Well, okay. Taking it from where you started, that is Iblis, giving Iblis the option.
That's right.
The option, freedom. Well, freedom, a very important point here.
Yes.
Freedom is a component because... When you're talking about rights, mm-hmm. there will be no meaning attached to rights if there is no freedom. Because
that's
freedom, mm-hmm. Somebody can even be enslaved even without chains around him.
Indeed.
Because a person has to be given the power. You teach people to think for themselves.
The worst is when
you don't control people, you don't remote control them, you don't hypnotize them, you don't give them superstitions and fear, you don't give them hallucinations, you don't give them stories that never existed. out of your own mad
perpetuation.
This is it. So for that matter, when we say freedom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrated something that is, you know, I once wrote an article, I called this the parliament of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
where everybody is free to express yourself. Ma manaka an tasjud ma manaka ya iblis ma manaka an tasjud is amartuka. What prevented you? Look at the question, look at the framing of the question. Very polite, simple, very civilized. What was the cause? What was the reason?
Very engaging.
Very engaging. In fact, what was the reason why you refused
to bow down?
To obey.
To obey my command
when I asked you to prostrate. But out of that ignorance, Iblis is the most ignorant creature Allah has created.
So puff up with the pride.
So that puff up with pride, self-conceit, bigotry, seeing himself. But even that's why anybody who sees himself as superior is the most ignorant, is the lowest of the low on the ladder of creation. Because he says, "Ana khairul minhu," I am better than him.
Who told him that?
Yeah, khalaqtani min nar, challenging the knowledge, the encompassing power of Allah. Who told Iblis that he was created from fire?
Allah,
khalaqtani min narin, wa khalaqtahu min tinin. Because a baby, let's bring the example in a simple human language. If a baby should tell his mother that the day you were just delivering me in the process of actuation, that is delivery, I was just crying this and this and this, that baby is a liar.
Because he was not.
He couldn't have felt the situation.
No.
So the same thing, that creature was challenging the authority of Allah. So even though Allah has given him the power, the freedom, because freedom is power. Give me the power. Allow me to think for myself whether I am wrong or right. Then you rectified me, show me the right way. By extension, I will come to another very important point. Because you mentioned something, the Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm, well, according to Islamic literature, which is, conventional, they are counted as only the five. But anybody that Allah has charged with a huge, momentous responsibility, you are included in the Ulul Azm. Because it is the final, ultimate level of determination, of zeal, of stamina, of perseverance, of patience. Anybody who can do that, well, conventionally, these are the five. You know, Allah created the five for the purpose. You know, Allah prepared them psychologically, physically, mentally, spiritually, for them to be able to carry and to soldier the burden and carry it to the end. That's why if Allah guides you, you are guided. But by extension, that freedom. You know, in Surah Al-Sa'd, that is the chapter 38 of the Quran, when we read from verse number 17 to verse number 26, well, interesting. You know, King David was one of the greatest guys, one of the greatest prophet and a king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 16, listen what the Quran says. Wasbir ala ma yaquluna, patience against whatever they are saying against you, falsifying everything against you. Wazkur abana Dawud, and remember the plight and the ordeal and the situation of our servant called Dawud. Allahu Akbar, look at the Quran. Innahu kan, innahu awwabun. Allah says Dawud actually was somebody who was ever returning repentance to Allah.
Continuously.
Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُصَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ وَالطَّيْرُ مَحْشُورَاتٌ كُلُّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ. You know, the symbol of power, that's the mountain, and the dispersing population, that's the birds. We have gathered everything, they are subservient to his command. But look at the interesting thing, by extension. وَحَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ. You know, two litigants, they just
came to him.
Fafazi'a, but he was frightened. He was startled. He was in his chambers. This shows that any leader, never detach or alienate yourself from the population. If you do one way or the other, they are going to violate your privacy and they are going to get you wherever you are, as long as you are a leader. They climbed the chambers. Imagine the guards. Where was the army? Where was the police? The intelligence? Where were the birds? The power? But Allah says, look at this very interesting thing. Allah says, وَشَدَّدْنَا لَهُ مُلْكَهُ. We strengthen and reinforce his power, his control of the kingdom that we have endowed him and given him as a king and as a prophet.
That include with security.
Exactly. Well, hikmah, and we have given him wisdom. This is the two important things that every leader, every director, every teacher, every household father has to be given. Otherwise, you are not. Mufassilul Khitab, and the ability to sit in judgment upon every issue and reach a final, decisive, and an equitable judgment in every issue. Look at the situation. He was startled. He was frightened. And when these people, the litigants, went into a chamber, he was frightened. That's why a judge should never do anything concerning a case. If you are frightened, if you think you are threatened, if you have an interest there, what they call recusing yourself from the case, because you are going to be biased. One thing, you know, look, when they discovered that, when they sensed that he was frightened, they said, "Atakhaf, don't be afraid. Khasmani, we are two litigants. We have a case. Baga ba'aduna ala ba'adin. One transgresses against another. Fahkum bainana bil haq." They charged him to do three functions, but instead he did only one. Fahkum bainana bil haq. Sit in judgment upon us equally and in equity. There is a difference between justice and equity.
Equity.
Bilhaq, what is established, what is a truth? One. The number two is, wala tushtit, don't deviate from the truth. That's why, because he was afraid,
stick on it.
Wala tushtit, don't deviate, don't go away from the truth. Number three is, wahdina ila sawa as-sirat. After passing your judgment, try to bring a reconciliation, an environment, a mood of reconciliation, and guide us to the righteous path, to the equal path, whereby after all the litigation, we become back to us brother. Because when they were explaining their case, it says, "Hada akhi lahu tis'una na'aja, wali ana ajatun wahida." So he called him his brother. So after every judgment, you have to compromise, you have to reconcile, you have to kill that grudge, that bitter hatred that is inside the litigants, so that the society will be very much balanced and society will be harmonious. A harmonious society.
So it's a responsibility of a judge to reconcile,
exactly,
to counsel in this.
Exactly. When the case was explained to him, instead of pondering and reflecting and studying the facts and the figures of the case, he jumped into a conclusion. He said, this is a wrong situation. And most people, if they become partners, they do wrong against each other rather than understanding the case. So he did once, the judgment was correct, but the second one, we have to still don't alienate us from the truth, and you guide us to an equal path, that is a level ground, so that we become brothers once more. He didn't do the two. That's why he says, "Wazanna Dawud annahu fatannahu." Dawud thought that we have put him into trial, faghafara, and he repented to Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Muhammad to take him as an example, and everybody, every Muslim, when you are a judge, when you are in power, and in verse number 25, exactly look what Allah is declaring. "Ya Dawud, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard." We have appointed you and made you into a vicegerent, into a messenger, into whatever, a king. You have to judge and sit in judgment between people with something that is well established. Well, I don't mean the constitution, I don't mean the laws, the Philippine court. Because this court, this rules, well, justice is justice. Name it Islamic, name it European, name it conventional. But the problem, the issue I have with this court is, it is the ordinary person who goes to the court and he is not informed of the laws and the rules that are applicable.
He goes there ignorance.
Ignorance. Actually, the black man, the African, this is another very clear, expression of colonial mentality. Colonial, remnant of colonialism. Still now you cannot inform the populace about the essence, about the nature of the law that is applicable. But you, the so-called, the one lucky, you went to Britain, you went to a law school, and you are using the Elizabethan English to me. It is a simple language. It means
is it divine?
So you are using that.
Is
so
it divine?
Everybody, it's not divine. But when it is a just law, it is divine. Because justice, actually, in whatever nature it comes,
originally from,
as long as it is a justice, it is divine. You don't have to care about the name.
Okay.
You don't care about the name.
A just,
as long as what everybody is entitled to is given, and whatever everybody is not entitled to is taken, justice is established. You don't have to care about the name.
كَانَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرُودُ إلَى أَصْلٍ
حَقَّ وَكُلُّ مَنْ هُوَ ذَلِيمٌ أَنْتَ تُبَيِّنَهُ أَنَّهُ ذَلِيمٌ
كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرُودُ إلَى أَصْلٍ
إلَى أَصْلٍ. Everything has to go back to its original position.
So
الحق. Name it whatever, but you don't have to use the names. Otherwise, it bring another confusion. That confusion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wama khalaqtul wa I created everything on truth," yes, based on truth. And truth is anybody who is entitled to get what he is entitled legally and divinely or spiritually, that is the truth. You don't have to look at the name. But the problem is, a person has to know the law before he is just subservient to the law. That's the problem. Colonialism left something with me, a label, a burden. We don't know it, but the lawyers know it. And elitism in the law. This is what we are speaking against.
Elitism.
Let them come out. Let them use the media. Let them simplify the law to the ordinary person in Mandinka, in Jola, in Wolof.
Will it be that?
Yeah,
their,
because
will,
if that
will,
is done.
Will it be their interest?
In fact, it's the problem. If that is done, they are going into the dustbin of history. Nobody will hire them. And I will quote a verse for them. Any lawyer who is defending a culprit, a culpable person, whose culpability is manifest, I want to refer you to Surah An-Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
Surah An-Nisa, verse 105. Listen very carefully. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab. We have caused the revelation of the book to you, Muhammad, and to every Muslim. لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسَ to judge among people بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ in what Allah has taught you. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. Never be a lawyer, a defense lawyer, or an agent for somebody who is a traitor, a double dealer, and a deceit person. But if you had done it, Mr. Lawyer out there, astaghfirullah. Repent your sin. Inna Allah ghafuru rahim. Allah is ever repentant and He is accepting your repentance. Okay. Allah says continuously again, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا عَنَ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Never defend against people, right of people who are just double dealers and they are traitors against themselves. Who are these people? He says, Inna Allah la yuhibbu kullu khawwanin. Allah never loves a traitor, a seeming who is a sinful traitor. Listen to this very stern warning that the Quran is saying finally.
Do you know why I'm thinking like
this? Yeah, let me give you this verse.
It looks like I've never read this
verse. Exactly, let me give you this verse, the most important thing. You know why? Allah says, He says, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. They are concealing their evil action from the eyes of the people. وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. But they will never conceal their act and evil from the people. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. Allah is always with them in knowledge. وَإِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. When they are conniving their strategies, evil, to rob the country of its resources. When they are doing procedures that are contrary to the code of their employment. When they are signing checks that are completely against the interests of the Gambia. And now they are arrogating and claiming because of that predominant or what is called uncontrollable situation. This is why it is absolutely irrelevant. From now on, let us know that your document doesn't make you into an intellectual. You make your document an intellectual. A PhD, a master's, a bachelor's is absolutely nonsense. We don't consider it as long as your ethical principles are not in line with what you
indeed, learned. Indeed.
So all these intellectuals are bogus. I say it and I claim them. Let them come out. Because their intellectuality is not manifested in their behavior. When you know you are no more ignorant. But you know you are ignorant, you are a devil.
So
look at this.
So
this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Is you bad you tuna malaya min al qawl wa huwa ma'ahum. At the end of the day, Allah says, look at this. Wa kana Allahu bima ya'maluna muhayyid. Allah is
subhanahu.
Allah's knowledge encompasses whatever they are doing. And at the end of the verse again, continuing, he says, talking to the Muslims and to the lawyers, how can you be defended with these people in this world? But who is going to amman yakunu alayhim wakila yawm al-qiyam?
Who will be
their lawyer yawm al-qiyam? So we are forbidden. The people who are now displayed on the screen, we know that they are manifestly culpable. Their criminality is established. You cannot tell me you are a human rights defender. You are not even a defender of the ant, but you are a defender of your financial and pecuniary interests that you are expecting from that client. Being a million, being a thousand, this is the only thing you are defending. Because you don't even believe in what you are defending. It's high time now we come out with all the power and courage, with the support, the spiritual power of the Quran and the Sunnah. Let us speak the truth and try to bulldoze the impregnable wall that they build between the truth and the false, that people are now hypnotized, they don't know where to go.
How do we reach to this point?
You know, because you know why we reach to this point, my brother, is very tragic. If you allow somebody to think for you, you delegated your mandate, your mandate to appoint anybody, you delegated it to somebody. Even your thoughts, you delegated it to somebody. You say, no, let somebody think for me.
Subhanallah.
When people think for you, you are always a dead man. Dead people will never contribute in anything. Because we know that dead people are buried in the
grave.
It is called the democracy and the equality of the grave.
That's the
everybody
point.
Is under the earth. There is no disturbance. There is no noise. There is no quarreling. That is the democracy of the grave. The democracy of the grave is enough. We want the democracy of the living people.
So we've been the democracy of a grave.
Yeah. That's what we are on.
We are not active.
No, we're not active. We are not taking part because you need to be active. You need to be taking
so
part.
We are, we are just consuming
without producing.
SubhanAllah.
That's our problem.
So now, democratical dispensation.
Yeah.
How do we look at the Islamic eye?
Well, democracy, you know,
and refine to people unable to take their responsibility on it.
You see, Sedabo, sometimes I might be labeled wrongly, or I might be, what do you call it, I might be
accused of.
No, I might be wrongly accused of being too much extreme in my thoughts.
But in civet.
And sometimes I might even be accused of being too idealistic. But you see, if you are not imaginative, you cannot be creative.
You have to imagine.
Exactly. You have to be very imaginative. All scientists are imaginative for you to be creative, because scientific discovery comes as a result of deep imagination.
And then became active.
Exactly. This is it. So what we need is, the African mind has become so much controlled. The African thinks that he himself cannot contribute anything anymore in the broader human civilization.
So he has to be a consumer.
So he is completely, vanquished. He is completely conquered. Because when you are conquered mentally, you are just a dead person. So that's why we need to reactivate, to excite that curiosity, that power in the minds of the people, the potentialities, I mean infinite and unlimited power that each and every human being is endowed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that matter, we need to be very, very aggressive sometimes. Because whatever we are seeing, bookish education is nonsense. Quoting from you from books, your consciousness is not related to the book. Your consciousness must be part and parcel of your own natural reality. You don't have to be quoting these so-called books to me. Your reality, that intellectual, is somebody who realizes, understands, and explores the realities of his society. So he partakes of the reality of that society. He is able to rearrange, to review, and to reorganize all the requirements intellectually, ethically, morally, and spiritually, materially, for his society to be elevated.
So what you are telling me, your actions should be louder than your words.
In fact, this is to humanity. If my actions are not interpreting
with
my words, then there's hypocrisy. There are many issues that we need to talk about. The consciousness of our people. You need to be part of that consciousness, empathize it. But you don't have to tell me that you are an intellectual. What intellectual? A mood intellectual? A star intellectual? But we don't need that. We need an intellectual who is conscious of himself, his shortcomings, the inadequacies, the way forward,
limitations,
how to help the people. But you don't allow people to think for you. It's high time we think for ourselves. We create for ourselves. I am not in this world to be a second-class citizen. I am a first-class citizen because I am the son of Adam. That's the point. So somebody will say, look, you're too extreme. I want to be extreme, if the truth is what I'm saying. But if it is not the truth, I never want to be extreme, because extreme is stupidity. You see, so here is another point. Another point is the consciousness of all. Let me just touch on that. We have a national so-called think tank.
How do we define that word?
A think tank is, they say, a selected few.
Bil Arabi or Hukama?
Well, not even Hukama. These are called Al-Ulama. Hayatul Kibar Ulama. They say this think tank. What these are the elected few who are endowed with skill, experience, knowledge in different areas of knowledge. But I would rather talk to the authorities. You know, the consciousness of those think tanks, the same think tanks have been existing in this country for so long. The same think tanks, those brains are the same consciousness. They were here, but they never contributed. So you don't expect an old consciousness to provide a solution to a new reality.
Are you telling me they are the one who are led onto the situation?
No, in fact, they are not responsible for the creation of that disgusting situation.
Pass.
But they were here, they never contributed positively. But what I want to give them is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us everything. How we're going out of a situation, a dilemma, into a broader realm of the world to see everything clear.
But are they aware of this one?
They cannot be aware because the consciousness is sleeping. It is in a state of slumber. So they think they are still the think tanks. But what think tank? It is an empty skull. I'm not insulting. I'm seeing what I know. Because Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was in Mecca at the initial stage of the commission, the few who reverted to Islam, he had to tell them go to Ethiopia to escape with your fate. The consciousness of Mecca cannot just bear and accommodate that fate. But when the increment in the number of reverts, you know, the second migration to Ethiopia happened. But at the end of the day, when the consciousness of Medina was prepared to accept the faith, migration went to Medina. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commissioned him for 23 years. The Quran was revealed to him in a course of 23 years. The consciousness of delivering and transmitting the Quran to the people in the Arab Peninsula was what Muhammad was commissioned to do. But taking the Quran and Islam out of the Arabic Peninsula to the whole world needs a new consciousness that the companions of Muhammad. So every generation, every time, every second, every minute, the Quran says, "Wa likulli ajalin kitab." Every time has a book that has to be used as a point of reference if you want to do anything. You cannot bring an old think tank. What think tank is that? They were here. They were unable to think tank. In fact, they tank think. They couldn't think tank, but they tank think. I'm not criticizing them. That's the reality. And whoever advises the president among them, he is going to advise him on his own vested interest in the sector that he has something to gain. They will never advise on national matters. I want the president to hear them, and I challenge them by the help of Allah.
I think the issues,
and I think doctors, let me advise some doctors,
and the problems are immense.
Yeah, I'm a victim.
I'm coming to that point. As you mentioned, he comes to the same mindset again. Doctors have what you call ethic. Ethics should be general. Ethic. Which they are governing. I remember some time ago with the medical sectors, one of the marketers approached them and said, "We are not allowed to do advertising. I go against the medical ethic." But is it go against or neglect people humanity?
Point to at a former fashion program already. You see, Latin for the Hippocrates as Dr. Swali Alonyami. It's quite impossible. It's a dead fish. So Plomo Mbiji, African or alienated from his Africanity, from his immediate environment, from his reality. From African or alienated from Obelia, and the African has to come back inwardly. Let him not be looking outwardly, otherwise he's still the poor African. Lobitano to Latamium for the doctors will hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alone, most of the doctors are professing Islamic faith. Latamium for Allah Quran or Kweko. Nikilim or Hadamadin Nikilim, Momo, responsible to you, become a cause. Kabul in the spiritual one, Kabul in the Filokono Kanati, Islamokono. Or physically, I jar a Kuran member by Kato Kuran Tobuka Kukano, Kuran Tobuka Tano Misirota, Buka Albatuno, Kuran Tobuka Suna, Buka Jacobuno. So, Nite or Jara Kamuta here is a physical rehabilitation
of him.
Or to doctors will Allah Momo Eko Kaka and Nama Ahia Nasa Jamian. Akamunta for the whole humanity over the bound. Imagine, take that into your mind, ponder, digest on it, and take it as a principle, a guiding one. Momo Eoke, it is Minnesota Storm in this world and tomorrow. But if a doctor expects him to come out of UDG, Hanala Intano Bukabang, absentism theater, and after Yakiri DR doctor abbreviation, what doctor is that? We don't need your name to be doctor. Throw out that nomenclature. Let the consequence, the results of your action, validate you to be a doctor. Manafin in Tobala Kota Kanyantele.
Do the action.
Almol Makoi. Allah attitude so bad. Callous contempt for human suffering. You are too callous for human suffering. Doctor O Keba Fontole, Doctor O Buka Kodo Jube,
no,
Doctor O Kamoni Jibunko, Muladin and a vast Kunko Lakat Karam Nabani Adam. Respect my humanity as the son of Adam, and everything else will be added to my humanity. From Rasti Aninamu Aninajuso. So, this is an advice to the doctor, a very short one, but I promise that I will conduct a very exhaustive and a very aggressive program on doctors in the Gambia. Please, if you are not qualified, go back to U2G.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Hamme. As I said, the program has a target audience. I think some have been delivered We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to return to the studio and take on another critical and issues are pending. It's the banter bar of the target audience. Talk on Islam, talk about Islam. We will stop here. You have a last word.
Why, in fact, the think tank, a kind of miracle, we are just making an empty criticism. No. Well, criticism is not part of the. We criticize based on facts. But I want to give an example. When you go to Suratul Yunus, verse number 1991, to tell the people, Kafayako, rehabilitation of Kotomomete, and a consciousness of old and new. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bari bani Israel bani Egypt wa jawasna bi bani Israel al bahr fa atba'ahum fir'auna wa junuluhu fir'auna bulati no ma kunya di baghyan. I mean in violation, you know, of their rights. Wa adwan and out of enmity and rancor. Halako hata adrakahu al-gharq for the morning the waves. Walam atunen da wato mina kunyadi ako amantu ndian kenyata annahu kumimu tunyadi la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi bani Israel. Ndama la thumma fanna fa bani Israel la damina wa ana min al-muslimin tafimisil mulkun. Halaka kunyadi.
Allah.
An fibu fa la sayn bang wa qad kunta it wa وقد أصيت قبله يتدون بلا تبيت أولو دينينا منصن وكنت من المفسدين إكتاتوني الله. But even that على جوبي rehabilitation منك على ولات إن فنو فنيان rehabilitate system و system إما overhaul problem ولا بال على فرعون على battalion to be in Egypt to redeem the Egyptians of the oppression of فرعون على system و be overhaul لا منك على سامبا على drown in the sea. Ana tafu alyoma nunajika bibadanak barimbe rasku la yelte balu domala wera ko bije bulo bije is not our business but nalon e balo nyeta domala munatina akolita kuna liman khalfaka aya in kamala you become a sign for those behind you to know that dictators will never survive history. Dictators will always go into the dustbin of bad history.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Hamdi. We will stop it here aside for the audience. Next week, inshallah, we will start another subject. We are saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.